Harper Audio presents Sophia of Silicon Valley by Anna Yen. Performed by Emily Wu Zeller.
Prologue.
Meet Scott. I hear the chanting from two blocks away. Scott, Scott, Scott. The voices spilling out of San Francisco's Moscone Center are loud and clear, cheering for the man who was just named CNN Hero of the Year, or something like that. The same man who, at the moment, is insisting I divert our route away from where we are supposed to be, despite already being 20 minutes late. My phone is on the verge of exploding. My heart just might join it. Welcome to my world.
Is he close?
The conference organizer calmly asks in the first of a series of voicemails I retrieve later, each one sounding more panicked than the last. I'm not wearing a watch, but I dramatically look at my bony wrist anyway so Scott notices I'm concerned about the time.
Are we there yet? I'm pulling over right now unless you tell me where we're going.
I say, trying to sound pleasant because every time I yell at my CEO, I have to give him $1. It's not even 9 o'clock in the morning and I've already given him three.
I'd just like to drive along the water, he says.
I'd like to get you out of my car. As we pass the city's storied ferry building, now a lavishly overpriced food and agrarian mecca, my passenger suddenly yells,
Pull over!
But the convention-
I said here, Sophia.
Scott directs his rimless glasses at me. His eyes warn me to do as he says. I hold my breath and squeeze my eyes shut, praying we don't crash as I yank the steering wheel to the right and cut off three cars. My rear end slides across the Yellow Pages directory that helps me see over the steering wheel of my mom's midnight blue Mercedes, the car I had to borrow because it's been one of those 80-hour work weeks that left me with no time to fill my own gas tank. Ah, the glamorous life of being one of Scott's executives.
What the hell?
Shouts an angry taxi driver as I pull up alongside the red-painted curb. While the man hurls a handful of bad Chinese driver insults my way, Scott zips up his black raincoat over his mock turtleneck t-shirt and exits the car. He seems to just glide through the pouring rain untouched by the pelting drops. Maybe he secretly invented an invisible force field. Entirely possible.
No, that's superhero stuff.
Well, he could have.
Focus, Sophia, focus!
I jump out of the car and step directly into a puddle that has formed from the pouring January rain. My feet are soaking now, and there's no doubt my new black Prada pumps, the ones that get me 2 inches over the 5-foot mark, are ruined.
Damn it. I'm making the company pay for these.
A young ferry building valet runs over from his umbrella stand to tell me I'm parked illegally, but I cut him off with a $20 bill and ask him to watch the car. I'll be right back, I say. My plan is to wrangle my CEO back inside before the convention center erupts, so the Mercedes needs to be close. Do I still hear chanting from a mile and a half away? Or am I going insane?
Scott, Scott, Scott.
It's only seconds before I catch sight of his black raincoat making its way through the sea of camera-toting tourists and foodies who have been standing in line for 2 hours to get a baguette that, to me, tastes the same as the grocery store brand. As the black coat weaves through the ferry building's gorgeous central nave, I realize where my target is headed, so I beeline toward him. Not a small feat for a short shopaholic in heels who noticed a pair of cute rain boots for sale a few stores back. I should be rewarded for not stopping to take a closer look.
Scott, I huff, slightly out of breath.
Chocolate chip cookies, he says,
pointing to the glass case in front of us. I look in the case and all I see are crumbs on the plate with the sign, vegan, gluten-free, organic chocolate chip. He knows there are no more cookies, but he demands one in a way that reminds me of my completely irrational mother.
Hi,
I say to the blissed-out brunette behind the counter wearing a name tag that says Dharma.
Listen, Dharma, that's my boss's boss over there, and we need one of your vegan chocolate chip cookies.
Sure. She smiles. Those are my favorite. When do you need it?
Well, now.
Her eyebrows shoot up. She glances over at Scott, who is pacing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?